Good Tuesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing sponsored by ExxonMobil.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Breaking overnight, the U.S. has deported a 95-year-old former Nazi guard who was living in New York City. He was sent to Germany. The president gave a wide-ranging interview to Reuters where he talked about his concerns that an interview with Special Prosecutor Bob Mueller could be a perjury trap. Trump also asserted that he has the power to intervene in the probe, but he's not done so for the moment. Other highlights include Trump saying he would most likely meet with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un again. He said it's very dangerous for Twitter and Facebook to kick people off their platforms and said he isn't thrilled with the Federal Reserve for raising interest rates and that it should do more to boost the economy.
The Washington Post has a story up on how White House counsel Don McGahn's attorney is saying he doesn't believe McGahn implicated the president in any legal wrongdoing during his interviews with the special counsel.
Big money update. Sheldon and Miriam Adelson gave the Senate Leadership Fund $12.5 million each in July. That $25 million contribution is just shy of the $30 million they gave the House-focused Congressional Leadership Fund. Mark Kasowitz, one of Trump's former attorneys, gave the RNC $50,000. The NRCC raised $10 million last month. Senate Majority PAC, which raised $7 million, got $1 million from Carla Jurvetson, a physician and the former wife of Silicon Valley investor Steve Jurvetson. Billionaire hedge fund investor Jim Simons gave House Majority PAC $1.7 million. George Soros gave the DNC $170,000. Joe and Marlene Ricketts both gave $5,000 to the House Freedom Fund, the PAC supporting the Freedom Caucus. Charlie Cook, a National Journal, is predicting more gridlock after the election, saying that nothing short of Democrats taking 60 seats would allow anything to get done. The Washington Post has a story up about Microsoft finding a Russian operation targeting U.S. political institutions, including the conservative think tank, the Hudson Institute.
The Washington Examiner reports that the president screwed up the Customs and Border Protection's acronym 8 times at an event honoring the agency, calling it the CBC instead of the CBP. And there's not a lot of news on the Paul Manafort front. Darren Samuelson notes that jurors will be back for day 16 of the trial in the courtroom at 9:30 a.m. today as they continue deliberations. And on the trade front, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that the U.S. is moving towards a new set of tariffs on nearly half of Chinese imports, despite a ton of opposition from U.S. businesses and a new round of talks between the U.S. and China.
On the North Korean front, the New York Times is reporting that Kim Jong-un is focused on his country's economy as nuclear talks stall. CBS is reporting that U.S. officials are confident al-Qaeda's chief bomb maker was killed in a drone strike. On the 2018 front, Elena Schneider is in Cincinnati reporting on several once-safe Republican seats, including Steve Chabot of Ohio being threatened by a Democratic blue wave. Other GOP incumbents on the hot seat, Dana Rohrabacher, Leonard Lance, and John Culberson. NBC News is reporting Hillary Clinton is stepping back into politics, planning to help Democrats fundraise this fall.
And here's what's on tap for Trump's Tuesday. The president is meeting with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. He will then have lunch with Pompeo and UN Ambassador Nikki Haley. In the afternoon, Trump is meeting with labor union leaders. He will then travel to Charleston, West Virginia, where he's meeting with supporters at the Charleston Civic Center before hosting a Make America Great Again rally. He will then return to Washington, D.C. And we wanted to flag for you this morning to please join us for a special Playbook Elections event in Pennsylvania to discuss the 2018 midterm cycle and the issues that are shaping the races. This event will take place on Friday, August 31st at the Ritz-Carlton in Philadelphia at 7:45 a.m. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.